auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome into another hour and another edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guys in the automotive world who's got some big stories to tell about TrueCar.com. This past week had a number of very important announcements, and the gentleman standing by is going to tell us all about those announcements and much more. Coming up a little later on in the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman known as the Old Car Guy, who's going to be telling us about some restoration tips. If you're restoring an old muscle car, if you're restoring an old exotic car, if you're restoring something from way, way back when, he can help you out. So hold on for him. Meanwhile, you can reach out to us via the telephone anywhere in North America at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Want to say hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. Speaking of Detroit, Michigan, one of my favorite guys is joining us right now. He is the executive vice president of TrueCar.com and the president of ALG. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Larry Dominique. Larry, welcome back. How are you doing, my friend?
Great, Bob. You know, always a pleasure to be here. Love to talk about this industry that I'm born into.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk first by letting folks know about a big story that just broke within the last couple of days. John Krafcek, who's another guy that I'm very fortunate enough to call a personal friend and just, in my opinion, one of the true MVPs like yourself of the automotive industry, has been named the president of True Car. Give us your thoughts, Larry.
Yeah, Bob, it's just wonderful to have John as part of the True Car family. You know, I've known John for a long time. He joined our board of directors a little over a month ago after his departure from Hyundai back at the end of last year. And it's just been great. From the day he joined the board, he jumped in. He wanted to understand, you know, how we can make this a better experience for our dealers and consumers. He wanted to just understand the business because he's so excited about the data transparency, how data can set you free, how consumers can really understand the marketplace, what other people pay. And, you know, having a guy like John with his industry experience, you know, a lot of people may or may not know the name, but, I mean, John was president and CEO of Hyundai America during the resurgence of Hyundai over the last 5 years. So his addition to our board and to our company as president is just a great win for us.
Absolutely. And, of course, the founder and CEO remains the one and only Scott Painter, a gentleman with an incredible history of creativity in the realm of the World Wide Web.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Scott Painter is quite an automotive and internet, especially internet automotive space and technology space, you know, pioneer. He was one of the founders of CarsDirect.com. You know, he did some other non-automotive things like 1-800-DENTIST. But, you know, TrueCar has really been, since he founded it about 7 years ago, it really has been the first of the many companies he started where he really is just, it's become part of his heritage, his history. And, you know, having John come in is going to offer us a great opportunity because, you know, we announced not too long ago that we're going to be filing for an IPO soon, and this gives Scott the opportunity to be the visionary and get out there as he should as a CEO, and gives a strong operations guy like John the opportunity to help us run the company.
Oh, so true. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with TrueCar, before we talk about April transaction prices and other goodies that I know you've got up your sleeve, the really cool thing about TrueCar is this is a negotiation-free car buying platform. And over the 7 years of the company, you guys have worked hard to really refine this.
Absolutely, Bob. What's great about TrueCar.com is we think and we believe that everybody, you know, the car buying process for the last 20 years at times can be challenging or stressful. It's you're buying an expensive item, an automobile. You're never really quite sure whether what you're paying is the right price, a fair price. It causes distrust in the relationship, unfortunately, between a consumer and a dealer. By offering price transparency and hassle-free negotiation-free upfront pricing, we build that bridge of trust. So when a customer comes to TrueCar.com, configures an automobile, and gets an upfront pay a fair price, and is my dealer treating me fairly, is already answered. And that trust between the consumer and the dealer is there the moment they walk in the door. And we find tremendous customer satisfaction for the people who go through the process.
So many people are absolutely thrilled about not having to do that negotiation, and also are absolutely thrilled with the amount of research and the amount of content that you guys produce each and every month. But let's stop for a minute and talk about the dealer equation, because this is an area that I know that you and Scott have been working on really hard, and with the addition of John Krafcheck into the mix, I mean, dealers have got to be thrilled about this alliance with John and thrilled about all the wonderful work that you've done in the Motor City and around the world.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that is interesting for your listeners is, you know, when you ask consumers, we just recently went out and surveyed about 20,000 consumers and said, what do you believe a dealer makes on the sale of a car? And what was interesting, Bob, is people came back and said, I think they make about 19%.
Wow.
On an average transaction price of $30,000, you're talking about like $5,400. And the reality is, at the end of the day, a dealer makes on average about 3.8%. So the perception of what a consumer believes a dealer makes versus what a dealer actually makes is night and day. And that's part of that lack of information. And when we ask consumers, well, what's a fair profit? Do you think a dealer should make a profit? What's fair? And they came back at 8 to 10%. So in reality, what consumers believe is a fair profit for a dealer is almost three times as high as what a dealer actually makes. So there's misinformation all over the place in this industry, and our goal is to make sure that transparency is there and build that bridge between dealers and consumers.
That is a really remarkable story that you're telling us, Larry, because I so agree with the results of your survey. So many people are thinking that dealers are making buckets of money. And in many cases, I mean, there are some brands that the profit margin and some models that the profit margin is extraordinarily slim. I mean, sometimes they're only making a few hundred dollars.
Correct. You're right. And what's interesting is this industry, you know, having been in this industry over 30 years, on the manufacturing side, it's such a highly regulated industry. It's a very expensive industry to even participate in. And even at the dealer level, on a state-by-state franchise law, there are tremendous amounts of regulations that surround the purchase of a car. So there's just a lot of inherent costs and challenges. And as you know, Stuart used to be the head of our dealer team, likes to liken it that there are more franchise dealers in the United States than there are McDonald's, Burger King's, and Taco Bell's together.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
And it is. And so there is a lot of competition. And, you know, how does a dealer differentiate themselves? And developing the trust with your local community is a key part of that for us.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about your past, because as you say, you were born into this industry, and there are many people listening to us right now on that great radio station, AM 800 CKLW, there in Windsor, Ontario. The automotive business tends to run in families. Tell us about your own personal story, Larry.
Yeah, you know, Bob, when I talk to people that I meet that come into the industry, I say, you know, you chose to come to this industry. I was kind of hatched into this industry. You know, my dad worked at Ford for 40 years. My father-in-law worked at GM for 40 years. My grandfather worked at Chrysler for 40 years. I went to a university in Detroit that about two-thirds of the professors were automotive engineers. It's just when you're born and raised in the culture of Southeast Michigan and even on the Windsor side of the Canadian border, it's just in your blood. I mean, you're surrounded by automotive people and families, and you just grow up as part of your DNA, and I wouldn't work in any other industry.
So well said. Straight ahead, more with the president of ALG and the executive vice president of True Car, Larry Dominique. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is Larry Dominique, the president of ALG, executive vice president of True Car. We've been talking about the appointment of John Krafcheck as the new president of True Car, and also talking about Larry's background and about True Car for those listeners who may not be familiar with it. Larry, you worked for Nissan for many, many years. As I always say, you and I were on many a press trip together, and you were involved in product planning. And I think it's really cool that John, who was such a visionary at Hyundai, is also now part of the True Car team, because not only are you guys extraordinarily smart business people, but you're also, as you said, cars are in your DNA. You both, John and yourself, just love cars. You're car enthusiasts. You're the kind of guys that are thinking and dreaming about what the next cars are going to be like. And for consumers, I mean, that's a real win-win, because today, with the average vehicle out there on the road being more than 11 years old, there are so many people now making the decision to get into a new vehicle. And what a wide, incredible variety of cool, amazing vehicles are out there.
Absolutely, Bob. When you really look at the marketplace, and there's over 315 different models out there today for consumers to choose from. And I'll tell you what, the speed of change of how good these cars have come just in the last 5 or 7 years has just been astounding. Everything from small subcompacts with backup cameras and heated seats and heated steering wheels to mid-sized, you know, non-luxury sedans with safety systems that will avoid collisions that will automatically break your car. Fuel economy, you know, mid-size segment cars getting 37, 38 miles a gallon on the highway. I mean, the changes in the last year has just been astounding.
Let's talk about ALG. This is a company that you're president of. It's been around for decades. And for those who may not be familiar with it, tell us about it. And also touch on the growth in leasing. It seems like leasing really backed off for a lot of years, but it's back in full strength.
Yeah, ALG is actually, Bob, in 2014, we're celebrating our 50th year of producing residual values. And a lot of people may not understand what we mean by residual value. Maybe the term resale value might be more appropriate to a lot of people. But the reality is, when you lease a car, the banks and the credit unions want to understand what that vehicle will be worth 3 years or 4 years down the road when that lease ends, so they know how much value is remaining in the car. So our company, we produce residual values that power about 95% of the leasing market in the United States and Canada. So we are the benchmark, because we've honed our experience and our analytics over the last 50 years. So we really truly are the benchmark. We're the most accurate, and all the banks use us. And what that really means to the manufacturers is, the stronger the residual value, the lower they can make that lease payment. So it's more affordable for you to buy that car. So cars with really high residuals have lower monthly payments, and that's great for the consumer and great for the manufacturer.
So true. And as I said, it seemed like, you know, for a while there, leasing was red hot, and then the economy went sour, and a lot of people stopped leasing. And now, in recent times, it seems like leasing is becoming much more popular again.
It is. It's kind of an interesting dichotomy, because normally when interest rates are really low and cost of money is really low, a lot of people will finance or buy a car. But I believe, you know, we've seen this movement on leasing because the used car values have been so high over the last few years that the payments are quite low, historically speaking. And it's actually pushed leasing from about an average of about 17-18% as an industry up to about 24%. And on the luxury side, you're seeing leasing on most of the luxury brands around 50% now.
That's remarkable. Is that a lot to do with businesses using it as a tax write-off?
You know, I would say that would be true in some of the heavier-duty truck applications. There were some tax laws that went out about last year mm-hmm. that pushed a lot of heavy-duty truck leasing and mid-size truck leasing last year. But the trend has continued into 2014, so we really think it's just a systemic behavior in the marketplace. And, you know, for people who love cars and love to drive, you know, getting out of a car every 2 to 3 years, getting into the newest, latest, and greatest is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about that. Let's talk about April, taking a look back as we're now into the month of May. True Car has estimated that the average transaction price for a light vehicle in the U.S. for April 2014 was $30,868. I mean, $30,868. That's, again, $30,868. How does that compare to April 2013, and how does it compare to March of this year, Larry?
Yeah, year over year, Bob, the transaction price actually dropped almost $100. And what that means to a lot of consumers, it either means that the dealers, you know, giving the consumer back a little bit more, or the profit lowering the price, or the incentives are a little bit higher. And depending on which manufacturer you're talking about, we have seen incentives stay quite high. We saw an average last month of about $2,750 per car. So from a historical point of view, fairly high incentives, which is great for consumers, you know, keeps that price in check. March to April, we saw a drop of about 2.2% on the transaction price. So April was definitely a little bit more of a discount month than March was.
Wow. It's really interesting to monitor this, and you can check it out each and every month at TrueCar.com. And again, just to emphasize the fact, TrueCar is all about transparency, and it seems like dealers today are a lot happier with that situation as well, because you guys have signed up just a remarkable number of dealers. What's the count up now to, Larry?
Yeah, we're up at about 7,800 or 7,800 dealers, and there's only about 32,000 franchise dealers in the United States. And it's important, Bob, too, we're not trying to sign up 100% of the dealers, because we're really looking for dealers who are focusing on data and data transparency and building that transparent bridge. A good example, you know, when you buy a car, there's documentation fees associated with it and stuff, and we've now got all 7,800 of our TrueCar certified dealers to actually transparently show their documentation fees on our website as well. So the dealers are doing a great job of trying to be as close to out-the-door pricing visible to consumers before they even come into the showroom. And that's just been a great win for the consumers and for the dealers.
Absolutely. Larry, what about folks who are shopping for a pre-owned vehicle? Can TrueCar help out in that regard?
Yeah, we've actually grown quite rapidly, Bob, our used car business. So when you come into TrueCar.com, you can choose a used car path. Now, the one difference between new and used is if a Toyota dealer has, you know, 35 Camrys on lot, you can configure a Camry on TrueCar.com and get a discount off of the MSRP that's applicable to any one of those Camrys. Used car is a little bit different, because a used car is a specific 2010 Camry LE. And so when you go into TrueCar.com, the dealer will still give you a transparent price up front, but you're actually looking at actual inventory. You're actually looking at the vehicles that dealer has in stock. So that's the main difference, but it's still an upfront price. You just print out that price, date to dealer, and that's what they promised to sell you that car for.
Excellent. Everybody, check out TrueCar.com, the negotiation-free car buying platform. Larry Dominique, president of ALG, executive vice president of TrueCar. My best to you, my friend, and thank you so much for being with us here on Auto World. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Pleasure as always.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. Also, automotiveradionetwork.com, gcnlive.com, and theoldcarguys.com, because joining us right now is the gentleman who is, in fact, the old car guy himself, Don Jones, president and CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Don, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob, and I hope you're doing as well as well.
Well, very, very good. I am. Well, let's. Why don't we just rewind the tape here? We started doing a list a few weeks back here on the show, and we got a little bit halfway or so in, and then we had to step aside because of the New York Auto Show coverage and all that kind of good stuff. So let's just begin back at the beginning. Let's talk about restoring a car. This is something that I get a ton of emails on. It's something we get lots of phone calls on, and I know it's something that you're an expert about and have written a lot of great tips here for folks. So let's begin with talking about the things that you need to do right at the start. You recommend that folks go out and arm themselves with lots of materials, including manuals. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, part of the whole plan on dismantling kind of starts long before the car shows up in the driveway or the garage. And by that I mean you're in a mindset of what you want to do. You might have found the car. You're getting ready to bring it home. But are you truly prepared to start with this project? And most of these projects of rebuilding a car do start with the dismantling. And I suggest that going out and getting the right manuals and the right tools to take a look at the things that you're going to need in order to do the job right. There's all kinds of great manuals out there, particularly on the old cars. The motor manual we used to use, the old Blue Book, and the I think it's the Shelton repair manual. These are great sources, and they have a step-by-step procedures of taking things apart and putting them back together to make the repairs on them. So I think those books are an absolute must. But also containers to put things in and prepping the car before you start disassembling. And by that I mean, if you have a car that may be sitting somewhere for a long, long time, there's crud on it, there's critters living in it, you want to remove as much of that stuff before you put it inside the house, because that's a lot easier than explaining to your wife on why you brought all these creepy crawlers into the house. So, you know, power washing it or taking it down to the local car wash and, you know, hitting it with their power washes before bringing home, doing a lot of your disassembling, particularly on the interior outside, and making sure you're getting rid of those nests of mice and wasps and spiders and other creepy crawlers that, you know, it can be, you know, quite embarrassing when you find them in the garage.
It is so true. Absolutely. That's very, very good advice because, you know, depending on condition, chances are you're going to have to do significant dismantling of the car. Another thing that you point out is finding the proper workspace. You shouldn't look for something that's going to be too tight.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only do you need the space to put the initial car in, but you probably end up using two times more space to put the parts in, at least until you get them organized, tagged, and stacked on the shelves or in the storage area. A lot of folks will use the trunk of the car for initial storage and the small stuff and in the back seat. But as you start actually getting in the work of the car, you're going to actually put it somewhere safe where you don't have to move it four or five times. This is where it gets into being very important about having the proper containers, coffee cans, plastic jars, baggies for small parts. Make sure that you got tape and markers so you remember or you have a prompting of where these parts came from. Many years ago, I used to pride myself on my memory of being able to remember all that stuff. But as I got older, I find that it's better to make notes and to tag things.
Absolutely, and you also recommend taking pictures, which I think is a great idea as well, Don.
Right, you know, and with these new cameras that you can take thousands of pictures on one little memory card, it's really the way to go. Someone just recently sent me a link on my Facebook that showed a person that took like 2,000 pictures, and he was showing in like time lapse of the engine going coming apart and putting it back together. And then when I was still in the military, I had a buddy tell me about a time that he had to do some work on a helicopter. And he ended up taking hundreds of pictures of the disassembly of the helicopter so he could put it back together. So they do come in handy, and, you know, it's easy to do and not that expensive. It's not like you've got to develop the film anymore.
So true. Another thing that you point out can save people a lot of money because you don't realize today stuff costs a whole lot more than it did not that long ago. When you're disassembling your vehicle, hold on to some stuff like screws and chrome and even seat springs because let's take the example of screws. I didn't realize until you told me. I mean, screws can really run into a lot of money these days.
They do. And even a package of just the small screws that you might use in the interior for headrest and the chrome and the metal that goes inside the car, they're odd sizes, and they're usually the situation is not only can they get expensive, but they're also a pain, and they'd be the showstopper. You know, when you run out of screws halfway through the task and you have to postpone it for another day, it basically, you know, kind of kills the momentum you've got for doing that particular work.
So true.
And what I've been using is it's a parts cleaner. It's something like a brass cleaner that you would use if you reload ammunition, but it's a vibrating device. It has a medium in it, and you can put the small small parts, turn it on, and the vibration through the medium actually cleans it and removes the rust. They run about $20, and if you use it a couple times, they'll probably pay for itself in a couple of uses on what you'll save on parts.
Great advice.
I talked about, you know, the small stuff, but also the bolts, head bolts, and stuff like that. I was talking to one of our clients that restores cars, and he said, yeah, I was doing a car for a guy, and he wanted us to remove all of the Dometric bolts out of this old Plymouth and then put the original bolts in. And you start getting into, like, head bolts, those things can run a buck or more apiece. They're a Schedule 8 high tensile steel bolt, and obviously not cheap. But doing that, and you also, even if you have parts that you're not going to use, they can make good trading material. You'd be surprised on how many people might be looking for a little piece of chrome and just happen to have the part that you need for your project. So everything has a value.
Let's talk about the engine. You recommend doing the engine work or installation before you begin any kind of body work.
Right. You know, after the disassembly and you start removing sheet metal and whatnot, particularly if you have to cut out bad steel on the inside, you're removing the fenders, that's going to be the best time to get your engine work done. Because you don't have the fenders in the way. You'll be able to put the parts in without struggling to get the clearances that you're going to need. And this becomes really important when you're dealing with things like headers. Could also be if you're putting an aftermarket distributor, it may have a lot less clearance than the original distributor, particularly around that cap area.
Good point. Don, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about much more straight ahead. This is Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life.
Worst service ever. They suck. I got screwed out of money. Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. removebadstuff.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today, and we thank you for joining us each and every week at this very same time. My name is Bob Long. Don Jones is with us, the president of theoldcarguys.com, telling us about restoration and giving us some really valuable tips. We're talking about the engine, doing the engine work and installation before the body work. That's something that Don is recommending. And also, Don, you were talking about carburetors, and that brings up a whole other area of discussion, and that's whether you should keep the old engine in the vehicle or whether you should upgrade to one of these new crate engines. There are lots of cool crate engines out there today.
Absolutely, and it can be a tough decision. I think it winds around what are you really looking to get? What are you going to do with it once you build it? How much money do you have to spend? And, you know, going back to my rules of cost, whatever you think it's going to cost, double it or triple it, and you'll probably be more in line with the actual bill for the build. But, it's a toss-up, but when you have all that space available, that's the time to start doing things and start getting those engines in and getting them ready to go. There's been a couple of cars I did over the years, and I couldn't believe that after I had all this beautiful body work done, that's when the builder decided that he was going to do things with the engine. And it just kind of drove me nuts, and I'm worrying about what it's going to do to the paint job to have people leaning over those fenders and taking hoods off when it discovered that the engine has to be removed. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to get everything in its proper place and proper operation procedure before you spend the money on the body work and the sheet metal.
So true. And also, if you're going to be using headers in your vehicle, perhaps you're upgrading and putting headers on for the first time, it's very important to check for clearance, because that would be a shame to invest in a set of new headers and have it not fit.
Exactly. Depending on the brand of car that you're doing, most of the people that have the aftermarket restoration parts can tell you what type of headers will clear what type of cars. So even though you may be dealing with a set of 327 or 350 Chevrolet small block headers, they may not be the proper headers for the fit in that 68 Camaro. They might work well with the 57 Chevy, but not the Camaro or definitely not the Corvette. But keep this all in mind, and not only the headers and clearing the body, but also the things around it, the parts that may have to be put on the engine or assembled in the car, that once you get the headers in there, there's no longer clearance for those parts either. So, you know, it's just a matter of planning your work and working your plan.
Let's talk about the drivetrain, and for those folks that don't understand what we mean when we say drivetrain, that means the transmission, the drive shaft, and the differential. You recommend to make your repairs and replacement while you have room, because this is another thing that can cause big headaches down the road.
Right. You know, quite often when you're changing transmissions, it may require a relocation of the transmission support cross member. You may decide to put a tunnel or a safety device in case you had a broken drive shaft. Change what we refer to as the pumpkin, the third member out of your differential, or even the whole assembly. A lot of folks may decide to go from the stock to an aftermarket or a different make of car, but it will work in that car because of the dimensions. I really, off the top of my head, I can't remember all the different makes and models that will interchange, but when I start talking to some of these real old car guys, and they educate me on what they used to do when they were in the racing days back in the 50s and 60s, I'm amazed at the amount of ingenuity that these folks had. You know, if you remember back in the old days, they referred to people that fixed cars as mechanics. Now we refer to them as technicians. So I would support the idea that back then we had true mechanics.
That is so true. Let's talk about frame.
The other thing, too, besides getting involved in the powertrain, is while you're underneath there, is to check out that frame. Check and remove rust, make any repairs. Make sure that the frame is straight. You may discover that the car that you thought was in pretty good shape, it had a bad accident the way back when, and the frame isn't what you thought it was going to be. And then there's a decision here to paint or to power coat the frames, depending on what your budget's like and what you're planning on the car to look like in the final stages. And, of course, replacement of brake and any fuel lines.
Very, very good advice. Let's talk a little bit about the frame. You say that it's very important that you make sure that that frame is straight and also to check and remove rust. Talk about frame inspection and restoration.
Right. What we found in a lot of our salvage yards all over the Midwest and particularly in southern Florida, where cars have sat on the ground, that the frame has taken a lot of damage. And we had a situation a few years ago with a fellow that had a Bonneville, and the body of it looked great, but when he picked it up, the frame and the underside had rusted practically to dust. So, you know, doing these inspections and checking things out, and I really recommend to do it before you buy it. But you would be just surprised at how rust will attack those big, strong or seemingly strong members of the car.
Yeah, that is so true, Don. No question about it. Let's talk about brakes right off the bat. No question about it. If you're restoring a vehicle, replace your brakes and those lines.
Right. But keep in mind that a lot of the cars that were powered by six-cylinder engines are by small V8s that might have been putting out less than 225 horsepower. So the brakes at that time were adequate for that particular engine, power plant, and weight. But with these new modern engines, faster acceleration, more power, more weight to brake, you want to go ahead and upgrade the brakes. By that I mean, you know, going over to power brakes, bigger drums in back or disc in brake in back or disc all the way around. There's a lot of aftermarket kit that you can put in. There's a lot of parts that are interchangeable between older cars and newer cars. And you know, this is the time to do it. But don't underestimate the needs of your brakes.
Absolutely. And fuel lines is another thing that we forgot to mention. That's another thing there you really should replace.
Right. You know, and really, I didn't write it down in my notes, but not only fuel lines, the fuel tanks. Almost every car that I restored and most of the folks that I talked to have had issues with old fuel tanks. Even though they're not leaking, even though they think that they, what they call, boiled them out or took them out, there's still a lot of rust in those tanks. They do make products that allegedly, I haven't been too successful with using them, but different epoxies that after cleaning the tank, you can apply and roll around in the tank to seal in any of the old scale. But I tried it on an old 57 Chevy hardtop I did some years ago and didn't have much luck with it. But for the price of a new fuel tank, and the one that we put in the 52 Ford, we bought a new Mustang tank that basically sits flat in the back. And actually, the top of it actually was part of the trunk in that year of Mustang. But I think we paid less than $200 for it, and it was well worth it just not having to put up with the aggravation of an old rusty tank. Of course, the fuel lines ought to be changed. If you're doing a bigger engine, you probably want to do a bigger fuel line and a better fuel pump.
Absolutely. Let's talk about electrical components. Next time, next week here on the broadcast, we'll get into that and finish everything up. Don Jones, the old car guy himself, thank you so much, Don.
Thank you, Bob. Talk to you next week.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.